you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue with our message titled, How to Love with a Pure Heart.
And that's the kind of thing about the love of God. If you got to let the love of God shed abroad in your heart, and you let it out of your heart, it doesn't matter what the other people do or how they act. It's you. God is love. So God loves. We are to be like God. We should have love. But there's some things that you got to consider in order to maintain it. There's things we got to do to maintain a pure heart. And that's what we want to get to. There's things we got to do. It doesn't just automatically happen or come to us. There's things we got to do. So it's very important, if that's our desire to love like that, that we have to understand what kind of things we got to get rid of, lay aside, put off. Because otherwise that won't be us. But we want it to be us. Let's go a little further. Verse 23, being born again, still talking about the fact that we're saved. They're setting you up for the punch. You're saved. You ought to do right. You ought to love with a pure heart. After all, you're born again, not of a corruptible seed, but of an incorruptible seed by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Boy, he's setting you up for the sucker punch, telling you how great you are. So you can't say, I ain't going to do that. He's going to set you up. Y'all are saved, aren't you? You're born again. You're filled with the Spirit. I mean, you love one another. Oh, yeah, everybody's with him all the way. That's good. I'm sure Peter was preaching that and folks were shouting hallelujah by that time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then he got to the point. Everybody got quiet. He probably said, why y'all so quiet? Let's look here. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass. And all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. That's a flowery way of saying that any righteousness or glory of man isn't worth squat. It's going to pop up, and sun come out, and it goes away. Just like the flower of the grass. You see it one day, and the next day it's bloomed and gone. That's all man's righteousness, man's glory is. Let's say, for example, you might be having a bad day, and then all of a sudden, this one day, you get the Oscar. It ain't gonna be long before the glory's gone from that. You had your 15 minutes of fame. You might get a few interviews after the thing, might get a couple of weeks or maybe a couple of months, a few movie deals, but it'll fade right away. You might have been a sports star for a hot second, a few years, boom, it fades away. But that was man's glory. The glory of God does not fade. It doesn't change, it doesn't dwindle away. Your love needs to be like the glory of God. It needs to be fervent. It needs to be intense. It needs to be stable, consistent, without change. Because we have been changed, that's why our love doesn't have to change more. Our love is not based on how other people treat us. It's based on the love of God that's shed abroad in our heart. And then that's when you're loving purely, because a pure heart is one who's reached a point that says, hey, I'm not loving people because of people. I'm loving people because God has made me a lover, and I'm just yielding, and I've given up myself and my way and the way it's got to be, and now the love of God is flowing through me to the best of your ability. And as we continue learning more about love, we get a greater ability to love. A person who doesn't know anything about the love of God can't love anyone. A person who knows little about the love of God can only love people little with the love of God. Too much pressure gets on it, boom, it's gone. Verse 24, for all flesh is as grass, and all glory of man as the flower of that grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endures forever. And thus is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Now, he's done all that to set them up. Remember, there's no chapter, verse, and divisions in the original language. It's just a continuous narrative, no punctuation, no periods, no paragraph, no chapter one, no chapter two. All that was added later so people can have reference. I can say go to 1 Peter so far. Back then, before you become adulthood, you had to learn the Pentateuch if you were a Jewish male. Had to know how to quote the word. Had to know all of it by heart. And then when people referred to it, everybody knew what they were talking about. Everybody knew exactly. When Jesus stood up in the temple, they didn't have a Bible per se there. He didn't even preach out of a Bible. It wasn't written yet. They had the law and the tablets were there, but I don't think he preached out of those. He just referred to them. All of you know that such and such and such and such. Have not Isaiah said such? See, he was dealing with folks that knew the word. They just didn't understand it well. And he was coming in changing and adding to it, so he had to teach them. But in this here, Peter has set him up and he said, okay, you got to have this. You got to have this pure heart. You have to be fervent. After all, you are saved. You don't want to get caught in your own glory doing stuff your way, because that's going to pass away. It's the word of God that endures forever. The word which by the gospel is preached unto you. And here it is. I'm about to preach it to you. This is what you got to do to have a pure heart. Peter said, lay aside. Wherefore, lay aside. You might have something in your possession, something you're holding, and to lay aside is to get rid of it, to put it away. I have this Bible, and somebody says, look, I want to use you an illustration or something, so lay that aside for now. You got to put it down. You can't say, okay, that hadn't laid it aside. Lay aside means get rid of it, put it away. Now, Peter set him up, and now he's telling them and telling us, wherefore or therefore, lay aside all malice. What is he talking about with malice? You know, that word malice is translated in the passive tense in Greek as malignity. You know how you say a tumor is malignant? Lay aside all malignity. It's a cancer. Lay aside the diseases. Lay aside the things that are eating at your spirituality. Lay aside the things that are messing you up. Put aside all malice. Put aside all this stuff, because these things are eating you. They're eating at your spirituality.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyfaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyfaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
Lay aside the things that are eating at your spirituality. Lay aside the things that are messing you up. Put aside all malice. Put aside all this stuff, because these things are eating you. They're eating at your spirituality. He's going to go ahead and list some of them, go along with it, but it includes the whole gamut of anything to prevent you. See, a bad associations can be a malice. It can be a malignity. Yeah, but you don't know. We go way back. Hey, if they ain't trying to go way forward with you to Jesus, you might need to lead him way back. Because that can create a cancer to your spiritual growth. That is going to affect your pure love. We are just tricking ourselves if we think we can hang around with every time Dick and Harry who isn't saved and don't want to do right, and we ain't ministering to them. We just buddies and friends, whether they family members or anybody else. If they are drained on you spiritually, you better watch them. They are a malignancy to your relation, to your life. Now, does that mean you can't go to family unions, got to be unsocial? No, that means you got to realize there's a line. What fellowship have darkness with light? You don't have to say that to their face. You don't have to do none of that. But you got to realize, I can't go hang out with these people. We don't have fellowship together. That's right. And if you ever start growing in God, or if you've already grown in God, you know exactly what I'm talking about. There are folks that don't think like you think, don't act like you think. And to get around them, all it does is draws persecution to you when you share what's in your heart. Oh, isn't Jesus wonderful? Oh, they old religious freak. See, you might just say that out of your heart. Isn't Jesus wonderful? But you say that amongst certain people, they start persecuting you just because you said it. And what does you say have to do with them? But they'll persecute you just because you said it. The spirit that's in them will rise up against the spirit that's in you to cause you to give praise to God. They're going to say, well, why you got to do all that? We here trying the good time. And you bringing up Jesus. Like, that separates good time. If Jesus come up, we can't have a good time. See, what they're saying is a sinful time. And if you can still run with them, they are malignancy to your pure heart, because you can't keep loving when you're picking up their way of loving. Because if you ask them, are they mean? No. If you ask them if they're unsaved, they probably say no. If you ask them if they love God, they might say, yeah, I love God. Don't have any idea what it means, but they might say it. They might. Let's go on here a little bit further. Put aside the malice, the depravity, the malignity, the Greek says. Put aside all that, things that will eat at your spirituality. And also put aside all guile. Guile. That word guile means tricks. That's those false motivations. You can't have a pure heart when you're trying to trick somebody. You're trying to deceive somebody, trying to motivate somebody. People talk they love one another and they're trying to trick them into marriage. You know? They used to say people get pregnant to trick guys into marriage, and guys would do things to trick girls, be lying and deceiving folks. If you want to love, if you say you love that woman or you love that man, it better be from a pure heart or it isn't worth nothing. Because God says you can have all this other stuff going. If you don't have a genuine love, you ain't about nothing. Because that makes us the greatest value to another human being. Husbands, wives, if you don't love the person, you're not a great value to them. Biblical definition of love. You don't love them. You're not that great of value. You can easily become a weight instead of a blessing, a hindrance instead of a joy. And all the time when you're dealing with relationships between people, like I said, even nations, whole countries, is a lack of love. Everybody's trying to trick somebody. I don't want you to know what I've got. I'm trying to manipulate you. I'm trying to make sure I get the best of the deal. People in divorce court tricking one another. That's why they end up in divorce court. Didn't have genuine love. It can happen. Let's go on here. Wherefore, lay aside all malice and all guile, which is trickery, malice, which is malignity, and hypocrisy. Now, why would God tell saved people through the Apostle Peter, don't be a hypocrite? Well, God know it ain't no hypocrites in the body of Christ. Doesn't he know that? Everybody who said they love God is genuine. Everybody said they love their brother is genuine. Everybody said they do right is genuine, aren't they? Nah, you got it right. Not all of us are telling the truth. But he's saying if we want to love with a pure heart, we have to be transparent. You shouldn't have a different face when you come to church than when you have at home. You shouldn't have a different face on the job than when you have with the Christians. You shouldn't have to straighten up in the grocery store or the mall when you see a brother in the Lord or a sister in the Lord. All of a sudden you straighten up. No, if you're crooked, just be crooked all the time. Everybody know you, they'll forgive you. Don't put on the faces because, see, that's not pure. That's not clean. And a lot of times people do that and people misunderstand who they are and what they do. I try and tell folks, I said, I ain't perfect. You ask my wife, I got a lot of mistakes. I got problems, she got problems, and we know y'all got problems too. That's why God put all us together, the problem people. We've been chosen and set apart and separated to solve our problems together. And God be merciful to us all. And that's what we do. We come together, we learn how to solve our problems. That's what it's all about. Nobody can throw stones at anybody because nobody is perfect. I'm not going to ask. A few people may raise their hand, but, you know, we just know you have a healing line for liars. Come on up here. Did you know that just because you think you're perfect don't make you perfect? I don't believe any of us have attained or have apprehended to the fullness of God yet. So therefore, we all have to be merciful with one another because we're all growing. And we miss it in different areas. I was talking to some people before service. We were talking about people missing it and sin and things like that. Everybody thinks the big sin is the one that other people are challenged with, not the one that they have. And Jesus dealt with that whole mentality. He said, why are you judging somebody else about the toothpick in their eye when you got a telephone pole in your eye? He said, take the telephone pole out your eye so you can see the other person clearly. And that's it. And what did he say? Is he weighing sin? We know he doesn't weigh.
Today's message has been titled, How to Love with a Pure Heart.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
GHS Custom Woodwork Incorporated, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is a complete